right on this very spot where we are, on this very land where we are now. I was living right on the corner down there where Bob Clements had his sculpture. Is that's where our home was, right there in a little, they always said it was a log cabin, and it were. I hate to say a log cabin because people think I'm saying I'm trying to be like Abraham Lincoln. But anyway, we moved from there over to Kalama, over there on Kalama, across from Kalama where I live at now, on Rose Street. On Rose Street over there, they built, it was a big old two-story house there, or a frame house, and they tore it down and built that concrete house there, the concrete block house there.
And so that's the house that you're currently living in.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought it was very interesting that here we are 80 years later, and we're really almost on the exact same spot where you were born.
Well, yeah. It's almost.
It is.
Yeah. Walking distance, I could throw a rock almost over there when I was young.
It's just amazing to me.
Yeah.
And it's interesting you talked about the house that you're in now, because people when they come to Athens, Georgia, they need to go drive by your house. If you don't mind, Harold, I'd like to read just something that Jessica Smith wrote in the Flagpole magazine. I don't know if you remember this, but
yes.
She did an interview in the Flagpole magazine.
Yeah.
But here's what she said about your house. With towering rusted sculptures of a medieval knight, a robot, and various animals inhabiting every possible foot of the yard, the home and studio of renowned self-taught artist Harold Rittenberry Jr. is one of the most unusual sights in town. You think that's true?
I don't know.
I'll bet you have a lot of people that probably drive by your house looking at it. Do you see them do that often?
People's always coming by, waving, and stopping and saying, I come by all the time. I say, you're welcome to come up anytime you get ready. And they do. They come back. So it's just an ongoing thing all day.
Do you remember the first piece that you ever created?
The first piece, I still have it in my yard.
Do you really?
Yeah. It's a little piece, I call it the Spanish Galleon, going across the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And I painted it green. It looked sort of like bronze.
Mm-hmm.
Bronze when it had that patina on it. It's still out there. That's the first piece I ever done. That was in 87, I think it was.
Yeah. Can you describe the piece?
If some people, it might look just like a piece of a gate that somebody folded up.
Uh-huh.
Or a gate with uprights in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looked like. And it have a round thing at the bottom, like a moon, that I call it the moon, and little fragments coming from it.
And in your sculptures, you use almost anything you can find. Lawnmower parts, parts from any pieces of machinery. Is that right?
Well, back when I first started, that was the case. But now, it's hard to come across stuff like that. It's all gone to the recycle.
Hmm.
And I have to use sheet steel.
Harold, I know that a couple years ago, there was a special celebration honoring you here in town at the Great Old Bethel AME Church.
Yeah.
And if I can, let me read something that the Reverend Carlos T. Young said about you at that particular event.
Mm.
He said, some are born to greatness, some achieve greatness, and some have it thrust upon them. You have achieved greatness. How'd that make you feel?
I don't let that go to my head.
Mm.
I let other people think about it. I don't think I'm great. I think I'm just doing things to, I like to do things to see other people happy with. If they think my work will make them happy, I'm happy too.